still felt pretty angry about things. And then it was about being in that garden, re-engaging with that, with the soil, which I didn't do for months. And I had this thing, I had planted all these plants out, wore gloves, put plants out. On one bed they grew beautifully, on another they didn't. And I thought, well, there's something odd going on here, apart from the fact that the sun obviously hits the beds at different times of day and for different lengths of time. I thought, what is wrong with that bed where they've not grown, and why have they grown in that other one? And I put my bare hands in the soil. It was like bloody clay. You can make pots out of this flower bed. And I suddenly thought, if I don't actually put my hands in that soil and feel what it's like, how can I know what's going to grow in it? Because I've not really engaged. And it was actually getting my hands dirty, literally getting them dirty. That was what, in that interview for Radio 4, I realised was that pivotal moment. And it was engaging with that, suddenly feeling a sense of place. It wasn't me, it was me. There's the sky, out there's the sun, there's those planets, there's our universe. And I felt very tiny and kind of insignificant. And also just like, it isn't all about me. It isn't about my battle with injustices. You know, there's a wider picture here, and I need to be part of that again. And that's how I felt sitting on the paving in this garden with my hands in that flower bed. That I got a sense of proportion, I suppose, about who I am and why I'm here and what I needed to be doing. And I just had that moment doing that interview, and it was extraordinary. I just felt a slight sense of clarity about everything, what it had all been about and why it had been important.